A hydropower project on the west side of Cook Inlet is gaining interest, but may rely on state funds to get off the ground. TDX Power, a subsidiary of St. Paul's Tanagusik's Native Corporation, has asked legislators for $5 million to further studies on the Chacachamna Hydro Plan. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission must first extend TDX's permit to study the project. Nick Goodman is director of TDX Power Services.
For about the last 6 months, we've been in discussions with the state looking to secure some more funding to keep the Chacachamna project moving forward. And we've also proposed that the project be developed in partnership with the state of Alaska.
The project is not a new idea. It was first proposed in the 1980s by the Alaska Power Authority. Goodman says TDX dusted off the project in 2006.
It's gaining a lot of attention now because gas is perceived to be expensive, and we have questions about how much of it there is. And Chacachamna looks to be a very attractive project, given the economics of power generation and the rail belt at this time. It's one that is not a slam dunk. It needs to be studied quite a bit more.
Goodman says if successful, Chacachamna could provide 1.5 billion kilowatt hours a year for the rail belt utilities. All hydro projects on navigable waters require a FERC permit. TDX has had a permit since 2006, but it expired after 3 years. Goodman says 3 years is not enough for preliminary studies. TDX has filed for a permit extension.
From our standpoint, it's appropriate to spend money to keep this project moving forward so that when a decision is made, the project is shovel-ready, if you will, or ready to go.
TDX operates and constructs power plants around the state. The company is currently building a power plant at Fort Greely for the missile defense site.